But now it's time for the news, and Tim will start with the first of five news slots.
As you'll hear later, the COVID-19 situation has been improving rapidly in Norwich and in Norfolk. As a result, the news has a much larger share of non-coronavirus stories, and we start with a whole series of stories about development activities, or, in most cases, non-development. The first of these stories tells us that newts have forced changes to a proposed housing development. Another proposal involves the removal of fish from Hoverton Great Broad as part of a habitat restoration project. This will allow water fleas to clean the water, it seems. If any listeners understand the science involved, our editor would love to hear from you, as he always thought the presence of fish was a sign of clean water. In Galston, a golf club will have to move its tees inland as sand dunes are collapsing. Meanwhile, in Norwich, various roads are now closed, while a £940,000 plan to provide a more direct route into Norwich for public transport and cyclists is implemented on Thorpe Road. As you'll hear shortly, this led to many comments from evening news readers. Still in Norwich, the never-ending saga of the Anglia Square development will be settled once and for all at a High Court hearing on May the 19th. And there's controversy over a proposal to stop Carrow Bridge, close to the Chatterbox office, from lifting in the future. Here's Jane, starting with news of the newts.
A developer had to make last-minute changes to plans for 166 homes on a former golf club site after newts were discovered in the garden of a neighbouring property. Persimmon Homes is awaiting a final decision on the second phase of the redevelopment of the former Royal Norwich Golf Club in Helsdon. While outline permission has been granted for up to 1,000 homes across the former golf course, the developer is awaiting the green light for its second phase, which is due to be considered by Broadland councillors. However, after a neighbour who shares a boundary with the development site discovered a newt in their garden, the planners were forced into late amendments to the application to ensure the welfare of the amphibians.
The public is being asked to have their say on controversial plans to remove fish from Hoverton Great Broad as part of a habitat restoration project. The Natural England-led project proposes removing the majority of fish from the Broad, a technique known as biomanipulation, which will allow water fleas to thrive, feeding on algae, and naturally clean the water. The plan has sparked controversy among the Norfolk angling community, which says it poses an extremely serious threat to fish stocks. The barriers at the entrance to Hoverton Great Broad and Hudson's Bay would be in place for up to 10 years, preventing fish from entering while the ecology recovers. The Environment Agency has launched a public consultation until April the 6th on Natural England's application to place the fish-proof barriers. People can comment online or by emailing inquiries-east-anglia@environment-agency.gov.uk.
A golf club which has so far fought the odds against coastal erosion is moving tees further inland after sand dunes supporting the course collapsed. HM Coast Guard Galston dealt with an incident between Galston and Hopton when the cliffside supporting the Galston Golf Club began to break away. Erosion has been an issue for the club for many years, and contingency plans following the landslide are already underway. Club Captain John Hopwood said in response to the weekend's events that the priority is the safety of visitors and members when the golf resumes on March the 29th. He said, "We have already planned for this situation by introducing new tees and a fairway approach to the 16th hole, which will be away from the cliff and will utilise the old practice ground. On the fifth hole, there's greater difficulties. We can't move the fairway away from the cliff, but the management committee are looking at the safest way to play that hole." He added that as far as the sea defences were concerned, there was no funding available to repair them. In the longer term, he said, we'll be developing the land we previously purchased towards the A47 once a final plan is drawn up and budgets agreed. The fragility of the dunes along Norfolk's east coast has been the topic of much discussion this winter as strong winds and high tides rolled back 15 feet of material from the front of one property in Hemsby.
Roads will be closed when work on a £940,000 shake-up for part of Norwich begins this month. The work, the first fruits of the £32 million pot of cash recently awarded to the city through the Government Transforming Cities scheme, will start in the Thorpe Road area from Monday, March the 15th. And it'll continue until the summer, with the work due to be finished in July. The work is to provide a more direct route into the city centre from Thorpe Road for public transport and cyclists. It'll see a bus and cycle contraflow lane put in place in Thorpe Road between the junction with Clarence Road and Carrow Road. The existing traffic lights and island at the junction where Thorpe Road meets Carrow Road will be removed and replaced with a zebra crossing to the east of the current junction. It will also see double yellow lines painted on Thorpe Road and Carrow Road. Resurfacing work will also be done, and Norfolk County Council says some road closures will be needed. From Monday, March the 15th to early July, Clarence Road will be shut at its junction with Thorpe Road, with a diversion via Lower Clarence Road. A temporary 20 miles an hour speed limit will be in place in Thorpe Road and Carrow Road in the sections where work is underway. And a county council spokesman said further short-term closures on Thorpe Road and Carrow Road will be needed when a carriageway resurfacing takes place around June. Further details will be provided nearer the time.
A date has been set for the High Court showdown where the final fate of a controversial plan to revamp a Norwich shopping centre will be decided. Whether the £271 million redevelopment of Anglia Square can go ahead or not will be settled once and for all during a two-day High Court hearing starting on May the 19th. The legal action was triggered because developers Western Homes and site owners Columbia Threadneedle challenged the decision by local government secretary Robert Jenrick to refuse permission for the revamp. Plans for the shopping centre had been approved by Norwich City Council's planning committee in 2018. Those plans include more than 1,200 new homes, including, within a 20-storey tower, a hotel, cinema, car parks and new shops. But the proposals attracted fierce criticism from organisations such as Historic England and the Norwich Society due to the massing and height and its impact on the historic city skyscape, including on Norwich Cathedral. That led to a four-week planning inquiry, and after months of deliberations, planning inspector David Prentice said the scheme should be permitted. But Mr Jenrick thought otherwise and in November last year rejected the scheme. So, on May the 19th, the judge could overrule that decision and permit the scheme to go ahead.
A move to stop a Norwich bridge from lifting up would impinge on a legal duty to allow boats access to the city and is likely to spark significant concerns, it's been warned. Norfolk County Council's Cabinet agreed on Monday for work which would temporarily fix Carrow Bridge, more than a century old, into place. The council has spent £150,000 over the past 5 years to repair the bridge and said that spending £150,000 in summer 2022 would help reduce the costs and disruption to drivers. But John Packman, chief executive of the Broads Authority, which will need to be consulted over the work, has said it's likely to prove controversial. Fixing it in place, the council said, will reduce how often maintenance is required, although it will mean tall vessels could no longer pass. The council had considered spending more than £2 million on a three-month repair scheme, which would allow the bridge to keep lifting, but decided on the other option. Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "In the last 5 years, the only times the bridge has been lifted is for regular bridge maintenance works and to allow the floating restaurant and training ship to sail downstream. It would be a short-term fix while a longer-term solution is agreed upon." But Broads Authority Chief Executive Mr. Packman said Section 61 of the Norwich Corporation Act 1920 states the bridge must be able to open to allow vessels to pass. And Mr. Packman said, "The County Council has a legal duty to open Carrow Bridge to river traffic, and I suspect the Broads Authority's members will have significant concerns about a proposal that would prevent the bridge from lifting, even in the short term."